Okay, so in this audio, we're going to talk about what to do if you're thinking to yourself, well, I haven't got a coaching qualification. I haven't been to college for coaching. I haven't got some fancy degree or some special certification. Am I actually qualified to be a coach? You might be wondering about this. Now, the older generation have been brainwashed, yeah, through many, 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 many social programming messages that someone who has letters after the name, like Dr. So-and-so, you know, PhD or whatever, that makes them qualified. And there's benefit in that, yeah. There can be a lot of benefit. If someone is not qualified, for example, to do surgery, and they've never been to medical school and they haven't done any surgeries, and, you know, you go there and you're like, oh my God, this person has no idea what they're doing. Of course, you'd probably have resistance. If someone has been through 7 years of medical school and has learned certain things that are absolutely essential and has practiced and has got results, then you're going to be more confident working with them. So there is definitely some value in qualifications and certifications. So I'm not suggesting that you shouldn't, study and practice and learn things. Nothing wrong with that. So by all means, go and get some qualifications, yeah? If you're going to learn something that's going to help you be a better coach, go for it. Yeah, no problem with that. However, and this is very important, you don't need to do all those things to be a coach. If you want to be a coach, the most important thing, and in fact the only important thing, is that you are able to serve the person you're helping. You're able to help them get results, help them change, help them get something that they don't have. So at the end of the day, if you can serve them and they genuinely feel they're being served and they're very happy, then that's good enough. Yeah, in fact, that's the best news ever. And on the other hand, if you have thousands of qualifications and you've got all these wonderful letters after your name, you know, you're certified by 27 different coaching practices and you've got a PhD, imagine you have all those things, but you can't help your client, then that's no good, yeah? So the important thing to remember here is, can you help them? For example, there are plenty of multimillionaires, millionaires, and billionaires who've never been to college, haven't got a degree in business or anything, and there are plenty of people with master's degrees in business and can't make any money. Yeah, I know plenty of people who have gone to college to learn things and are no good at it, and I know plenty of people who've never been to college, never got any certifications, and have figured things out for themselves and are doing far, 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 far better than everyone else. So we've kind of reached a point in our human evolution where people are really more interested in results. So if you can help someone get a result, that's fine. So I just want this to be very clear in your mind. Rather than thinking, do I have enough certifications? Should I go and do another course? Rather than thinking that, start thinking about how can I help someone get results? Who can I serve so that they get results? What kind of results can I get? And results are things like if someone wants to overcome pain, if you help them overcome the pain they have, it could be a physical pain, it could be emotional pain. If they have pain when they worked with you at the beginning, and then by the time they're done, they don't have pain, you have done them huge service. They don't really care whether or not you've got 100 qualifications. All they're interested in is, can you help me get rid of my pain? That's the only qualification that ultimately matters. Yeah. So unless you're in an industry where you have to be qualified and legally, you know, certified in order to do something, which isn't really the case in most coaching situations, unless you're in a situation where you have to have some sort of qualifications to do the work, there's no need. If you do need qualifications, then, and there's some legal thing related to your coaching or whatever, that's fair enough. I don't know all the situations. You might be trying to do coaching within an organization and you're not allowed to unless you're certified or something. Fair enough. Then in that case, you'd have to be certified. But apart from those situations, you don't need any qualifications except can you help them get results? So my advice to you is to focus your energy on practicing helping people, get good at helping people make breakthroughs, really learn to listen, try and understand what people value, what is it they're actually wanting? Yeah, so what does someone think is the best ever? What do they want to experience? So listen to them, tune in, and help them get the things that they want. And as long as you do that, you are good to go. Okay, so hope that's clear. Are you qualified? You are qualified if you can help someone get the results they want. If they're happy, that's fine. If they're not happy, it doesn't matter how many qualifications you have. It doesn't make any difference. So the new qualification is, can I help them get results? Can I help them change? That's the new qualification. So are you qualified? I don't know. It depends on whether or not you can get them results. And if you're ahead of them and if you've got some results that they don't have, then the chances are you can help them. You don't have to be 1,000 steps ahead of someone to help them. You can be a few steps ahead of them. If they want to go from where they are to where you are, you can help them do that because you're where you are. So really think about this. Break free from this whole thing. You need more and more and more letters after your name and all this sort of stuff. And just start thinking about how can I serve this person in front of me? How can I help them feel better? How can I help them transform their own thinking, their own feeling? How can I help them change things in their life? That is what it's all about. Have fun. Sending you lots of love. Go out and serve people. And remember, give, 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 give for free. I spent 10 years teaching meditation and spirituality and coaching for free before I even thought about charging anything. I'm not suggesting you should spend 10 years, but I'm saying have a spirit of service. Just be genuinely caring. Do it from your heart. Do it because you care. Do it because you want to do it. And then the money will soon come. So go out and have fun. Help people get results. It makes you happy to help them feel happy. So remember, you get a lot out of this just because it brings you joy to see someone change. The more you help others, the more you help yourself, the more you help the world. So have fun, enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Think about the word results and make this awesome. I'm excited for you. Sending you lots of love and aloha.